I'm Joy Cardine, and you're tuned to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's about 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, January the 25th. Governor Jim Doyle will use his State of the State address next week to ask lawmakers to support what he calls a broad assault on tobacco. Doyle wants a statewide ban on smoking in all restaurants, bars, and workplaces. He also wants to increase the state tobacco tax by $1.25 on every pack. Sean Johnson reports.
This is the first time the governor has fully embraced a tobacco tax hike. During his first term, he expressed concern that it would put state government in a position where it wanted people to smoke to rely on the extra tax revenue. But Doyle says the time is ripe now because there's an obvious trend in society toward less smoking.
It's very evident which way we're going. The real issue for us, I think, is how fast are we going to get there and how many lives are going to be affected by our delaying in getting to that point.
The tobacco tax hike would give Wisconsin one of the highest state cigarette taxes in the nation at just over $2 per pack. It would also make Wisconsin's tobacco tax higher than any of its neighbors. The governor says the sharp increase is needed to give adult smokers the incentive to quit and to discourage young people from ever starting in the first place.
I think it's very clear to really drive smoking down, you've got to have that shock to this.
A study from the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids suggests the governor's plan could encourage more than 40,000 adults to quit smoking. The governor estimates his plan would generate roughly $500 million in tax revenue in the next budget. He also proposed refinancing the state's bonds from its share of the massive tobacco settlement in the 1990s. The net effect would be more money to pay for health care costs for the poor and disabled, and more money to help people quit smoking. Republican leaders immediately criticized the plan. GOP Assembly Majority Leader Jeff Fitzgerald says raising the cigarette tax is a move in the wrong direction for a state that's already overtaxed.
You know, a tax is a tax any way you look at it, whether it be at a specific targeted set of people, or, you know, if it's a tax increase on everybody, it's still a tax.
Fitzgerald says the governor's proposed smoking ban also goes too far by prohibiting smoking in taverns. Fitzgerald says that as long as tobacco is a legal product, the choice of whether to ban it should be up to each tavern owner. Wisconsin Tavern League lobbyist Scott Stenger says those owners would take a hit under the governor's plan.
This is not about smoking from our members' perspective. It's an economic issue. And so we are looking at it from that standpoint. Small businesses who really live month to month to pay the bills, this would have a negative impact on their ability to stay in business.
Stenger also questioned how Doyle would enforce a smoking ban in small taverns in rural Wisconsin. Wisconsin Grocers Association lobbyist Brandon Scholes said enforcing the higher tobacco tax would also hurt Wisconsin businesses that sell cigarettes.
Customers purchasing these products will go across border to buy it because it'll be less expensive.
Scholes says the higher state tobacco tax also sets up competition with tribal smoke shops. He says it also encourages consumers to buy cigarettes for cheap over the internet, which unfairly punishes Wisconsin brick-and-mortar businesses. While the governor concedes that cracking down on internet cigarette sales will be a challenge, he says Wisconsin should want to be at the high end of the spectrum when it comes to its tobacco tax. Now that the governor's convinced, he'll likely spend the next several months trying to sell the idea to lawmakers. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well, one lawmaker that the governor will not have to convince is our guest this hour. I'm Joy Cardine, and we will talk about this proposed smoking ban and the proposed hike in the cigarette tax with Fred Risser, Democratic State Senator from Madison. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Senator Risser was the author of the original Clean Indoor Air Act, which limited smoking in many public places in Wisconsin. He authored a bill last session that would have brought the smoking ban statewide, including bars and restaurants, but it didn't pass. He joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So is this going to be a tough sell to the legislature?
Well, I suspect it's going to be a tough sell to some of them, but I think the legislature is moving in that direction, and I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll be able to at least give it a good chance in the state Senate.
Yeah, why is this a good idea, Senator Risser?
Well, there's lots of reasons, of course. Society, I think, has a right and a duty to provide as safe and healthy a place to live and work as is reasonably possible. And obviously, we take into consideration the rights of individuals, but a person does not have the right to interfere with other person's rights. And we see that as the governor has already indicated, that a majority of the people in this country live in areas that are smoke-free. The two largest states, California and New York, have already adopted a statewide program affecting bars, restaurants, and workplaces. In fact, I believe it's 14 states now, plus Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico that have adopted such programs, and we find other countries going along. My gosh, if Ireland and the countries of the Scandinavian countries and other countries can do it, we can do it.
Yeah, and I see here that you're quoted as saying this is inevitable, the ban.
Well, there's no question about it. It's going to come. If it doesn't come this session, it'll come next session. But I think it has a better chance this session than it had last session. And as I say, if we don't do it this time, we're going to get closer to it.
Our guest, Fred Risser, Democratic State Senator from Madison, who supports Governor Doyle's call for an increase in the cigarette tax by $1.25 a pack and to make smoking, prohibit smoking in Wisconsin statewide in all public places, including bars and restaurants. We welcome your reaction to these ideas and your questions for our guest. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, about 17 minutes past 6 o'clock right now, and we're talking about smoking this hour on the Ideas Network and two proposals by Governor Jim Doyle to discourage smoking, to protect others from secondhand smoke, and to pay for smoking-related health costs. The governor says we should ban smoking in public places statewide in Wisconsin, including bars and restaurants, and he says it's time to hike the cigarette tax per pack in Wisconsin to more than $2 a pack. What do you think? What questions do you have? We are talking with a guest who supports these ideas, State Senator Fred Risser, a Madison Democrat. We talked to Senator Risser about why you support the ban. Why do you think the hike in the cigarette tax is a good idea?
Well, hike in cigarette tax has several effects. The most important effect, as far as I'm concerned, is it will discourage people from buying cigarettes thereby reduce the smoking, especially amongst youth. I think the money that we make off the cigarette tax is secondary. The health consequences is primary.
We have full lines. Let's take some calls, see what listeners want to ask about. Mary in Butler is first. Hi, Mary.
How do you do?
Hi.
Yes, Senator Risser, I wish you all the luck in the world.
Well, thank you, Mary.
I have never smoked in my life. And it was only as an adult when I went out in my adult working world that I ran into passive cigarette smoke. And I found that I have a very severe reaction to that. It goes right into angioedema, which means my throat swells shut totally, and I can die within 7 minutes. I have been in and out of the emergency room 9 times, nearly died twice. God bless you if you can stop that smoking, because it has restricted my personal life so severely. And I know there are other people like me.
Mary, thank you very much for your message. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. Well, you know, Senator Risser, there might be some others who are allergic to cigarette smoke. But the Tavern League would argue, you know, those folks aren't likely to be hitting the mom-and-pop taverns anyway.
Well, you know, let me talk about this being an economic issue. A majority of the people in this state, a great majority, 75%, do not smoke. Now, if I were a merchant, I would rather appeal to the great majority of the people rather than the minority of the people. In the city of Madison, for instance, except for the taverns along the edge of Madison that are competing with other taverns, downtown taverns are booming as a result of this area, because it's made persons who otherwise would not go to a tavern possibly come in and have a drink or a bowl of soup or something like that. Taverns that sell food. So it's really been an economic boom.
Yeah. We heard opposite, though, from Scott Stenger of the Tavern League in that news piece, saying that this is going to hurt business, tavern business that, you know, are on month-to-month kind of a thing. He also was concerned that, you know, how are you going to really enforce this at the little tavern in rural Wisconsin?
Well, as far as the enforcement is concerned, most people are law-abiding citizens, and maybe some of these small taverns will take a while to fall in line. But it's sort of like, you might say, seat belts, which save lives. People resisted the use of seatbelts. And now we find that in Wisconsin, for instance, close to 80% of the people are using seatbelts, and they do save lives. And it is a benefit to society that we do save lives, and we have less injuries from automobile accidents. I think it will develop.
Yeah. Well, you see no room for compromise here. The Tavern League, I believe, wants some sort of an exemption, that that taverns don't have to have the smoking ban it everywhere else, but not taverns.
Well, I think it's going to be across the board, and it's going to include taverns, as it has in 14 other states, and including California and New York. I think people in taverns that work in taverns have the right to breathe fresh air just as well as working in a restaurant.
Next, we go to Donato in Oconomowoc. Good morning.
Good morning. Good happy morning.
It is a happy morning for you?
Oh, hearing this, I lived in both California and in New York, and it would be a welcome foray into the 21st century for Wisconsin. I've been part of a lot of the technology initiative in things like stopping the brain drain and bringing people to the state, and I think this would be a very welcome thing to improve the image of Wisconsin as forward-thinking, just like Silicon Valley and other places.
Does that factor into this, Senator Grossman?
Obviously, I agree with the individual very, very much, and he speaks from experience. It would improve Wisconsin's economic outlook, in my opinion.
Next, we'll go to John in Madison. Hello.
Hello. Well, I obviously agree with Mr. Risser. The dangers of secondhand smoke are undeniable. Innumerable studies. It's an occupational safety issue. If you work in one of these environments for 8 hours in your average smoking environment, it's equivalent to smoking a half pack of cigarettes a day. And that shouldn't be the condition for anybody's employment. As far as putting this dollar tax on, everybody needs to remember this is a rogue industry. This is the largest public health menace to our entire system. They just proved, the Harvard School of Public Health documented that between 1998 and 2005, the cigarette industry has boosted the nicotine content of the average cigarette 11% by using a higher-grade tobacco with higher nicotine content, and they've slowed the rate that the cigarette burns, so you puff more. The point is, it hooks quicker, and it's tougher to get out of. This industry needs to be opposed. We need a public health initiative to tell people not to smoke while they're encouraging people to smoke, and we need the money to do it.
Yeah, well, that's part of what this is all about, right, Senator Risser?
Yes, and I appreciate the comments that John made. He's absolutely correct.
Well, you know, let me ask you about a guest I talked with earlier this week who, there are those who think that the studies that show secondhand smoke is extremely dangerous are faulty, that this is junk science. The EPA study, for example, pro-smoking groups say is not correct, that this is you know, that the secondhand smoke isn't as dangerous as you say it is.
Well, I suppose you'll always have people contesting scientific outcome, but every scientific study I have seen indicates that secondhand smoke might even be more dangerous than if you smoke directly. It is toxic, it is dangerous, and it is harmful to your body and to society, and we don't have to tolerate it.
Yeah. Can you explain what this this proposal is to do some sort of refinancing of the was it the tobacco settlement money that we had? I thought that was spent.
I'm not 100% sure what the governor has in mind there and whether it can be refinanced. What happened was that we had tobacco money coming in for a period of years, and the state wanted the money right away, so it sold bonds, and the cash flow was the tobacco money coming in over the years, the cash flow to pay off the bonds. Now, if the interest rates have changed, it's possible that the bonds could be refinanced, but I'm not 100% sure what the process is there.
Yeah, the governor was estimating that through this refinancing and through the tax hike of a pack of cigarettes, like a half a billion dollars could be raised.
Well, most of that money comes from the increase in the cigarette tax. You know, that increase is not that onerous. Michigan currently charges $2 a pack. So the governor's proposal would go to $2.02 a pack. So we'd be only 2 cents more than our adjoining state of Michigan.
Yeah, I think I saw a chart that right now Wisconsin's tax of about 77 cents a pack is actually one of the lower taxes in the nation.
It is. At one time, Wisconsin had one of the highest tobacco taxes, but we sort of stayed stagnant while other states increased their taxes. And there's a number of states that have taxes in excess of a dollar a pack.
Yeah, and the governor in the past has said that he would go along with this hike in the cigarette tax if the money were indeed targeted to anti-smoking efforts or the costs of smoking-related illnesses. Is that where you stand on this, too?
I think that's a very good approach. In fact, I prefer that. And that's why I don't consider it as a tax like a sales tax increase or a income tax increase that covers everyone. This would be a tax on a particular part of the economy used to protect and help that part of the economy.
We will go next to Patrick in Milwaukee. Hello.
Hi. I'm recently became a non-smoker, so I agree with Mr. Risser in a way, but it is a little bit troubling to me to see, you know, legislation that's just based on, you know, the government's perception of what's best for people and all that. So I was wondering if Mr. Risser could explain the difference between the arguments for banning cigarettes and the arguments for banning alcohol. Because it seems, you know, one could make a case that alcohol is in many ways more destructive to people's health and family life than cigarette smoking is. And is it just that something like that would have no chance of passing, or is there some other relevant difference between the two?
You know, we tried that. It was called prohibition. In fact, there was a United States constitutional amendment banning alcohol before my time and before your time, and apparently it just didn't work. It might be a good idea, but that was tried, and it didn't work. On the case of cigarettes, it's been tried in a number of states, as I say, 14 already, including our two largest states, and it's working very well, and the people not only abide by it, but like it. And so it's a little different than alcohol, though theoretically, it might be as alcohol might be in the same category.
Yeah, of course, this ban is smoking in a public place, exposing others to it. No one's banning smoking in your house, at least not yet, right, Fred?
Yeah, and then of course that's another point too. That in the case of alcohol, the situation is a little different. You're by drinking a glass of beer, you're not necessarily affecting everyone around you.
Yeah, and we'll check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking to Fred Risser, Democratic State Senator from Madison. He backs two proposals announced this week by Governor Jim Doyle. The governor will make the proposal official in his State of the State address next week, but he says that we should hike the cigarette tax in Wisconsin by $1.25 a pack. So then it would be $2.02 a pack in taxes. And the governor also wants to ban smoking in all public places in Wisconsin, workplaces, including bars and restaurants. Senator Risser says it's time to ban smoking in public places statewide. He has authored a legislation in the past to do that. Didn't make it last session. Might it make it this session? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 636 now. Good to have you with us. Hope you join in as we talk about a proposed statewide smoking ban in Wisconsin and a proposed hike on the cigarette tax in Wisconsin. Governor Doyle wants to ban smoking statewide in all public places, including restaurants, bars, and workplaces. He wants to increase the tax on cigarettes by $1.25 per pack. That's up from the 77 cents now charged. The governor says too many of our kids are still lighting up, too many lives are being cut short, and the cost of treating tobacco-related illnesses in Wisconsin alone has swelled into the billions. Doyle says he'll ask lawmakers to approve the tax increase and smoking ban in his State of the State address next week. That will be Tuesday, by the way. Next Tuesday, 7 o'clock, we'll carry it here live on the Ideas Network and talk more about the state of the state next Wednesday morning. Right now, we are talking with a state senator who agrees with Governor Doyle, State Senator Fred Risser, a Democrat from Madison. And you can weigh in 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Senator Risser, I want to go back to the phones, but I want to just touch briefly on a distinction that that we recently learned you have. You are now the longest-serving, continuous-serving, oldest state legislator in the country. What exactly is it?
Well, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures, I'm served longer in the state legislature than any other current state legislator. That's I've been in for 50 years.
Well, congratulations. Next is Dustin in Germantown. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. You seem to be forgetting that it's not the job of the government to curb bad behaviors.
Well, good. Expand on that, Dustin. What do you mean it's not the government's job to do this?
If somebody has bad habits, it's not the government's job to try to fix those. It's completely out of their realm.
Yeah. What about if that bad habit costs the society a lot of money?
Consider if it's a slippery slope. You can also say that eating bad foods is bad for you, and it's a detriment to society because people, health care benefit costs and everything.
Yeah, all right.
So
well,
would we justify a tax on fatty foods?
Well, Senator Risser, it's not your job to curb our bad habits.
Well, you know, society has certain obligations and duties, in my opinion, and that's to provide as safe and healthy a place to live and work as is possible. And, you know, society does deal with bad foods. There are a lot of foods that are restricted by society. Society requires that the foods be examined to be sure that they're healthy. We do try to get rid of bad foods, and I think that's one of the purposes of society. But here, in the case of smoking, we have people interfering with other people. Secondhand smoke is bad for people who don't smoke. If it was just one person affecting himself, it might be arguable. But in this case, secondhand smoke is adversely affecting people who don't smoke. And that, I think, provides... I think that's a good reason for society to act.
Yeah. Dusty?
But in the cases of taverns, wouldn't it be up to the individual tavern owner? If you go to a bar, it's understood that there's going to be smoke.
Well, people work in bars, and it's unfair, I think, that persons have to work in that environment.
Yeah. So it's okay to regulate a private business in this fashion?
We do it all the time. Mm.
Thank you, Dustin. Tom in Burlington is with us now. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Good morning, senior legislator. I'm very honored to be talking to you. When I was a kid, we used to pick tobacco over in Edgerton, and we had a lot of fun. The kids would, during harvest season, we all pick it and put it in the barn to dry. But there's just two quick points I'd like to point out here. A lot of people do enjoy going to taverns and smoking in taverns, and I think in this modern day and age, we've got all this equipment to change air and air exchangers and everything else, and maybe one thing we should do is make an incentive for tavern owners to put this kind of equipment in their taverns and see how effective that might be in that particular end of the problem. But and the next thing is, all these billions of dollars that we're collecting in cigarette taxes, what if that was put into a health insurance fund for smokers and so that they would benefit from the dollars that they're putting in? We're using their revenue to pay for other things here. And I think it's a little unfair in that regard. And finally, the tobacco industry, Uncle Gordon Gray was a relative of mine, and he was the chairman of R.J. Reynolds. And when we'd go golfing, he'd say, "Now here, hold my cigarette for me." Between his index finger and his other finger, it was brown from smoking cigarettes. And I said, "I'm not going to hold that dirty thing." And we'd throw it on the ground on the tee, and then he'd hit the ball. And he died from throat cancer. And I said, you know, he said, smoking was the hardest thing I ever had to do. But anyway, so there's a lot of balances that you have to look at.
Quitting smoking or smoking?
Quitting smoking was the hardest thing he had to do.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, Tom. We got it. Short on time here before a weather break, and you brought up three different points. So, Senator Risser?
Well, the equipment to change air in taverns and restaurants is not satisfactory. There's not enough equipment that will work, and quite frankly, people have the right to work in areas free from cigarette smoke, and that is just not going to be the solution. And we are spending the money to help people who do smoke, because a lot of the illnesses in this country caused by smoking will be attacked by the money that we get from the cigarette tax.
Tom, you have an interesting family tree. It always never ceases to amaze me. Lance and Beloit, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was wondering that, you know, if we're going to increase the cigarette tax so high, why can't we increase the alcohol tax? And then if the government's going to keep increasing taxes on things that people choose to do, why not fast food or even junk food?
Well, you know, there's a move to adjust the alcohol tax up. And quite honestly, on foods, we find that certain areas do restrict foods. I see that New York City has decided to go after the certain fatty foods. But the question here is before us is whether or not to pursue the cigarette tax. And I think on all grounds that cigarette tax increase is justified.
Yeah. The front page of the Wisconsin State Journal this morning, the war on smoking, big battle expected in legislature over Doyle's anti-cigarette plan, because many Republicans, I don't know about most, but maybe most, and Tavern League, the Retailers, Grocers Association, lots of opposition to this plan.
You know, I think it's unfair to say that Republicans as a body are opposed. The bill I introduced last session, to do what we hope to do this session, was a bipartisan bill. We had Republicans in the Senate, Republicans in the Assembly on that bill as long as Democrats. This is not a Democrat versus a Republican bill. This is a question of health. And you'll find many good Republicans supporting this idea.
Yeah. What about this concern that if we hike the cigarette tax, $1.25 a pack, and then we have a tax of $2.02, which would be then higher than our neighbors, too, that people will just go onto the Internet or to maybe even Indian reservations to buy their cigarettes, and retailers will lose out?
Well, they're going to the Internet and the Indian territories now, and it's not going to make that much difference, in my opinion. The people that are going to use the Internet are going to use the Internet. People that are going to the Indian areas are going to be going there.
Yeah.
It isn't that significant.
Well, maybe it's not that significant now, but don't you think if it's boosted $1.25 a pack that more people would be motivated to do it?
There might be some more, but more people are going to be motivated to stop smoking, and that's a plus.
And there is evidence, too, that whenever there have been price hikes in the past, more people quit.
Especially the youth. And if we can keep cigarettes out of the hands and the mouths of youth, that's going to be a real plus.
Fred Risser is our guest, Democratic State Senator from Madison, who supports Governor Doyle's call this week to ban smoking in public places statewide, including bars and restaurants, and to hike the cigarette tax by $1.25 a pack. What do you think? What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. Good to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's about 13 minutes before 7 o'clock right now. Governor Jim Doyle will use his State of the State address next week to ask lawmakers to support a statewide ban on smoking in all workplaces, restaurants and bars included, and to hike the state tobacco tax, the tax on a pack of cigarettes, by $1.25 a pack. What do you think of these ideas? What questions do you have? Our guest, Fred Risser, Democratic State Senator from Madison, supports both of them. In fact, Senator Risser was the author of the original Clean Indoor Air Act, which limited smoking in many public places in Wisconsin, and he did, last session, author a bill that would have imposed a statewide ban on smoking in all workplaces. Didn't make it last session. What about this session? Chris in Trumpolo is with us now. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to comment. I know a number of callers have said this is somehow a matter of individual rights, and I strongly disagree with that assessment. This is a situation where your rights end where my rights begin, and you know, if I'm out in a tavern or a bar, I don't want to have to be exposed to other people's smoke, and I don't think people who have to work there should be. And it's an example of if you want to go sit at home and smoke cigarettes, smoke them up all night long, but don't expect me to have to smoke the same smoke you are. That's the point I have to make, and I think this is a great bill and an important one, and I'm tired of any time I want to have a beer, I ended up smelling like an ashtray.
Yeah,
I certainly agree with Chris. He expressed himself very well, and I couldn't say it much better.
You know, I've heard arguments in the past when some communities like Madison and Appleton passed smoking bans from people that either owned taverns or were in the tavern business or wanted to smoke in taverns let me, in my private business, allow smoking in my tavern. I'll post a sign that says smoking is allowed here. So if you're a non-smoker, you don't have to come in here. And the workers that I employ will know this. Maybe they're smokers themselves, and they perfectly accept it. Why couldn't something like that happen?
Well, for one thing, we ought to provide a healthy workplace, as healthy as possible. And many of the people who work in these taverns are adversely affected by the secondhand smoke. In fact, studies have shown that people working in these establishments are much more susceptible to diseases related to smoking. In many places, those are the only jobs available. And why should we tell a person that they should not be able to work in certain areas because of bad working conditions? This has worked, as I say, in a majority of the places in the United States. The majority of the people live in smoke-free areas. Wisconsin ought to join the majority.
Thanks, Chris. Scott in Menasha is with us now. Hi, Scott.
Good morning. Well, you kind of stole my thunder with the last couple people, but one thing is, if you're going to only tax smokers with extra tax on cigarettes, aren't you kind of on the edge of discrimination? And I also agree. I mean, I smoke. Okay, it's a waste of money, and it's probably not good for me. But when you come to taverns and stuff, you just said it. Can't you leave it up to the owners and the non-smokers? Can you get jobs where it's not allowed?
Yeah. Well, you heard what Senator Risser just said, Scott, is that workers don't necessarily have a choice because that might be one of the only jobs available or to do. So what about that?
Well, I think everybody's got a choice on their job. But one more thing is the tax on cigarettes only, but you can still go to the bar and drink. And, I mean, I think, to be fair, it should be you should start taxing everything that's not good for you. You can throw extra tax on alcohol and stuff to take care of the alcoholics and the broken families, and you can throw taxes on juicy steaks and French fries to take care of weight. I mean, you got to almost include everything.
Yeah, well, we did address a number of these points previously in the program, Scott, but what about, Senator Risser, are you discriminating against smokers?
I don't think so. You could argue that you're discriminating, but, you know, we tax food, too. We have a sales tax. You go out and eat a steak, you're paying a pretty hefty tax on eating that steak, and that money goes into the state coffers. So don't say that you're not taxing other elements of the economy. The question is, what's a fair tax on cigarettes? Right now, our tax is less than the majority of the states charge. And I think it's perfectly fair to increase the tax on cigarettes, get in line with what other states are doing here. And it's discrimination. Well, I suppose you could argue it is, but it's discrimination towards better society, a safer and healthier society.
Thank you, Scott. Bob in Rhinelander is with us now. Hi, Bob.
Hi, I just want to, I am a smoker. I do agree with this, but I want to ask Mr. Risser, does he think the Tavern League will allow that law to go into bars, too?
Well, the Tavern League is opposed to this bill. It was opposed to the bill in Appleton and Madison. Those are two communities that adopted it by ordinance, and yet those communities have adopted this idea, and it's worked very well. And I suppose the Tavern League will oppose it, and I suppose other groups will oppose it. But the bottom line is, what's the best for society? And in my opinion, Society has a right and a duty to provide as safe and healthy a place to live and work as is reasonably possible.
Okay, I do too. I just I picture them taking all their money from people, giving money to more people, and it's not going to affect bars.
Well, I don't quite understand why it wouldn't.
Well, he thinks that the Tavern League is such a powerful lobby that they'll be succeed in twisting enough arms to not have this pass.
Well, they've been they are a powerful lobby, but and as they say, if it doesn't pass this year, it'll pass in the future. Then the bottom line is that the public, when they demand it, will be able to override the lobbyists. I'm convinced of that. They are powerful. They do have a strength in the legislature, but the people have a greater strength, and we will get it done. It's inevitable.
Thank you, Bob. Steve in Eau Claire. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Senator. I just had a question about motels and hotels. You know, oftentimes I stay in there, and even though it's a non-smoking room, you still get people who have smoked in there and just have some of that secondhand effect. I just wonder how the bill would affect that.
Well, the bill affects such things as not only bars and restaurants, but it affects all public workplaces. And it would affect also places like hotels and motels.
So you would not be able to get a smoking room in a hotel in Wisconsin?
The way the bill reads, there is as I understand it, a very limited amount of places that you could, but you would have to provide the non-smoking facilities.
All right. Cindy in Sun Prairie, hello, you're on the air.
Thank you. I totally agree with Mr. Ritz's proposal. I'm disappointed we haven't banned smoking in businesses and workplaces prior to now. But I have one more concern. Working as a social worker and probation parole agent, I was constantly in homes with small children with at least one person smoking. And recently the statistic I read said that one out of every three children grows up in a home where someone smokes on a regular basis. I'm sure this is a health problem. I've watched it with children getting early asthma, early bronchitis, and being constantly treated in emergency rooms.
Yeah,
there anything we can do one step further?
There we go, Senator Risser.
Yeah, well, we have to take one step at a time. And, you know, we had quite a struggle in the legislature finding insisting that the restaurants be smoke-free if they serve a certain number of patrons. Now, that's been accepted. I don't think that we're going into the homes at this time, but I agree with the caller who says it's bad. I know that one community has decided to ban smoking in automobiles with small children, and so we feel that the progress is being made, and I think that society is moving, and I am glad that it is. Sometimes it moves a little slow, but the bottom line is that it's to the benefit of society that we do regulate cigarette smoking.
Yeah, I don't want to go too far off focus, but that's the program I did recently was somebody who objected to laws that banned smoking in cars when children were present. Not just one community, but a couple of states have done this, and foster homes, private homes that are foster homes, have in some states have smoking bans on them. You don't have any of those bills in the hopper?
No, but this bill would ban smoking in homes, for instance, where they had child care as a profession.
Ah, okay. Thank you, Cindy. Teresa in Prairie du Chien. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, and thank you, Senator Risser, for going forward with this. I did bartend several years ago. I am asthmatic, and I appreciate anything that is going to affect public health like this. I am typically swayed to the Republican side, but I don't believe this is a partisan issue at all. It's definitely a health issue, and I visited Madison not too long ago and was actually quite surprised that the taverns had no smoking. It was very enjoyable to be able to go in there and have a drink and not have to deal with secondhand smoke.
Yes, we love the Madison Ordinance. I speak for someone who is from Madison. And you're absolutely true. It is not a partisan issue. I don't like the idea saying that the Republicans are one way and Democrats are another way. The truth is that the bills we've introduced on this subject have all been bipartisan bills. They've had Republican authors as well as Democratic authors.
Yeah. And we just heard in the piece that when I started the program, I think it was Republican leader Fitzgerald saying a tax is a tax and we shouldn't be raising taxes. So there are some, you know, Republicans leader in the leadership position that don't like some of these ideas.
Well, there's some Democrats that don't like mm-hmm. it, too. But this is bipartisan. This is a health issue.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make it a Democratic or a Republican issue. It's true that in the legislature currently, some of the Democratic leaders feel one way and some of the Republican leaders feel another way. But this issue is a health issue, and it's certainly bipartisan.
Yeah. Well, we'll only a minute to go here. Lots of callers. You have a lot of response for and against this idea. We appreciate your time. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Fred Risser, Democratic State Senator from Madison, who supports Governor Doyle's call this week to ban smoking statewide in Wisconsin in all public places, workplaces, bars, and restaurants included, and to raise the cigarette tax by $1.25 a pack. Currently it's 77 cents, so this proposal would hike it to $2.02 a pack. Governor Doyle will make his proposals official when he delivers his State of the State address next week, Tuesday, 7 p.m. We'll carry that State of the State address, by the way, live here on the Ideas Network, and we will react to and analyze and talk about the State of the State all morning long on Wednesday morning. So hope you join us for those programs, too. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.